What's up, man? All right, guys, I'm gonna make this a quick video because I'm hungry. So today's video is titled Chicken in Lviv, Ukraine is cheaper than in Riga, which rhymes with nigga. So I'm gonna show you guys really quick here how much the chicken cost me. I don't know if you guys can see it or not. The chicken, which is a little bit over a kilogram, cost me 211 or 212 of their money. It's 199 of their money per kilo. I obviously got a little bit over a kilo, so this translates to 1 kilo of chicken being just a little bit over $5. If you guys remember, in Riga, I was buying this same chicken in Riga for almost $5.50. So Lviv is about 40 some cents cheaper than Riga when it comes to chicken. Now, I know some of you guys in America have been saying, yo, Omar, $5 for about a little bit over 2 pounds of chicken is kind of expensive. But you guys have to keep in mind that this is boneless, skinless. Now, you can get this same chicken, boned with skin, you can get it for about $3 a kilo. I'd much rather get this. That way, you know, I don't put much in the garbage can. Because at the end of the day, guys, in the garbage can, I'm going to show you my garbage can. I'm going to take it out, God willing, tomorrow, okay? This is my garbage can. Believe it or not, the Zara bag that I bought my pants from in Latvia, I still have it. So that's my garbage bag. As you guys can see, I don't have any meats in there. I just have, banana peels, stuff like that. You know, if I had chicken skin and bones in here, which I do from yesterday because they didn't have the chicken I wanted, then this would be getting all smelly. I'll be taking that out, God willing, in tomorrow morning. So I just wanted to show you guys that Lviv, which is in Ukraine, is hella cheap. Also, the milk over here, this is like half a liter. You European guys can tell me. It's 950 grams, so I don't know, liter, half a liter. It lasts me about 2 days because I use it for my coffee. I also use it for my cereal. That cost me 54 of their money, which is a little bit over $1.10, which is about the same as it cost me over in Riga. So overall, guys, overall, where I am right now, guys, is cheap. On average, and I've been told that Lviv is actually expensive for a Ukrainian city. Lviv is actually quite expensive because at one point where we are right now was a very rich city back in the day. So yeah, I was told if you go out of Lviv, you go to the smaller cities, you go to the villages, things will be a lot cheaper over there. So this Airbnb, guys, I'm going to show it to you really quick. So I got the bedroom over there. This Airbnb, it's a one floor. That's the exit. Other than the exit, nothing's down there. That's the bed over there. I got Netflix, I got really good, quick internet. That's the bathroom in here, okay? Hot water. This is costing me $550 a month. And I've been told that's expensive. You know, for people who are here, they're telling me this is expensive. By our standards in America, this is hella cheap, you know? But according to the people who know better, this is actually rather expensive. So I'm just showing you guys out there that Ukraine is hella cheap. Now, one last thing before we close out this video, guys. By the way, this bread is amazing. This rye bread, 43 of their money. So this bread is like $1.04. Really good, guys. So, I met a Polish guy earlier today before I got home, and he told me something I never knew. He told me, if you cross into Poland from Ukraine with sausage, legally they can put you in jail. If you cross with, if you cross the Ukrainian border into Poland with a, whatchamacallit, with sausage. So, you know, imagine going to McDonald's, getting yourself a sausage burger. I don't know if they sell, I don't know if they do sausage or not, because I don't eat pork. But, you know, imagine going to a restaurant, getting some sausage, and then crossing into Poland, and then boom, shaka-laka-laka-laka, you're gonna be sent to jail for bringing sausage into the country. Now, he did tell me, vast majority of times, they'll be like, hey dude, that's a garbage can over there, throw it over there, especially if they can tell that you're not from Poland. But for you guys out there, you know, let me know in the comment section if you can actually get thrown in jail by taking sausage into Poland, you know. So anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.